What are we celebrating today? We're not just celebrating the Nes of Purim, we're celebrating Kabbalah Satorah. Because that'll tell us that on Shavuos there was a Kabbalah Satorah, it was Kofanem HaKegigis. It says, come on, Mikam Mador Rabba Raisa. Like an excuse, not. It does not mean literally all the between Shavuos and Purim, all the exempt keeping the Torah. It was an element of coercion, it was under duress. Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos was an element of being forced into it. Chazal tells on Purim, you even makabal the Torah again, but besimcha. So this yontiv is a yontiv of Kabbalah Satorah. That's where we take a celebrate with festivities to show that we're happy to makabal the Torah, and we don't take the Torah as a burden. The tachas of Purim is to appreciate the Torah is not a burden. Yeah, there is an expression to shver tizan ayid. That expression is not the kum das Torah. That's on Friday. Friday it's a privilege. The idea of Purim is to reaffirm our commitment to Torah and mitzvahs. That mitzvahs are not burden things you have to do. You've got to get it own. You've got to do it. Mitzvahs are privileges, and any issurim of the Torah, we're happy to accept all the what they call prohibitions of the Torah because we know it's all for our good. Yeah. There is a Rashi in Parsha Shemini. It says. Zois hachaya, so that's Goshen Chayim. The Yidden are alive. That's why Boshen gives them the Yisurim of Machalas Asuras. So that means the Moshe that a doctor goes to a patient, and if the patient is beyond hope, he says, "Do what you want, eat what you want." If the patient has a chance of survival, the doctor tells him what things to avoid for his own good. He should keep alive. So the fact that Moshe was talking about Machalas Asuras, so the Torah asks for certain foods. It's for our good to prevent us from coming to harm. It's a simon, the Baruch Hu, we're chayim. We're Baruch Hashem alive. We're not chas shom b'chayim who's lost hope. There's no point in telling what to do. That's why she says, by machos loshen chayim, because Klali saw a chayim, the Baruch Hu wants us to live, he gives us the macholos asuras. So similarly, all the yisurim of the Torah, so you have macholos asuras, any yisurim, diburim asurim, yeah? With loshen chavos avavos, diburim asurim, should be echoed like a chinus chazan, yeah? All these surim of the Torah, the yisurim macholos, yisurim dibuim, all these surim of the Torah are for our good. We're happy to accept all the yisurim, like we know it's for our good. They're not burdens, yeah? So the tachas of Purim is to reaffirm our commitment to Torah mitzvahs with enthusiasm besimcha. They say a lot by a molish, asha korcha badeh, what does korcha mean? Rashi's gone, look at me, here's a pshat, korcha cooled you down. Rashi said, it was like a hot bath, someone jumps in, he gets the next person, find, so Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so everyone was very impressed with Klal Yisrael, this is the chosen nation, no one would dare to start with them. Amalek started fighting, they cooled it down for the next person. Those would be korcha means, Amalek wants to cool down our performance of mitzvahs. Ogig, you stamp, mitzvahs is without any enthusiasm. Is the opposite of Amalek is to perform mitzvahs b'slavus. Lav means a flame, yeah? Kolcha means cool down, and lav means a flame. So the opposite of Amalek is to makai mitzvahs b'slavus with enthusiasm b'simcha. It does the tachas of Purim to makabel the Torah, to makabel Torah mitzvahs b'simcha. The prohibition of the Torah, we're happy to accept all the issues of the Torah because we know whatever the Baruch Hu tells us not to do is harmful for us. So we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the Yisurim. We don't look at them as burdens. And all the mitzvahs, we look at mitzvahs as privileges rather than things you have to do, yeah? Yiddishkeit is not do's and don'ts. Yiddishkeit is the schus to an oivet Hashem. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, Baroiv Chazdo, the Ribbono Shel Olam has been done chesed for telling us all the things, all the avails we should avoid. It's just the tachas of Purim to reaffirm our commitment to mitzvah besimcha, and we celebrate on Purim Kabbalah Satorah. There is a chazal which says that why do we say Vanis Vilosi Hashem Eis Rotzoin on Shabbos Mincha? You come to Shabbos Mincha and say Vanis Vilosi Hashem Eis Rotzoin. You only say that pasuk on Shabbos Mincha. So we're showing the chazal say. The reason being because Shabbos Mincha you have Kriyas HaTorah, Yom Tov Mincha not, and you have Kriyas HaTorah after the Shabbos Suda. So David Melech, it's a possible, right? So David Melech is saying it's an Eis Rotzon. Why? Look at the difference. The Goyim, and having to have a meal and have festivities, and they're Jansen, they lose themselves and they engage in all sorts of contemptible behaviour, as we see back at Shveirush. And Claudius saw after the Suda Shabbos, they come to Kriyas HaTorah. So after, despite them having a Suda, Mishnah Simcha, we have Cheshit learn Torah. So we see the Eis Rotzen is when we can show after our festivities, we have a Cheshit for Torah. Is that a Shabbos Mincha, or it's just after a Shabbos Suda? After a Shabbos Suda, which is not a Purim Suda, after a Poshita Shabbos Suda, maybe you think, maybe you don't, but can be festive. After Shabbos Suda, you may have had some wine, possibly. You're not Mavusim, but Shabbos Suda, Chapsa, Shtiko Simcha. After a Shabbos Suda, it's already considered Eis Rotzen, that despite having a Shabbos Suda, you might have been, once have sort of, because you've been indulging in all in Gashmirs, you might have lost your sense of direction, and you're forgetting about the Torah mitzvahs. So after a Shabbos Suda, if you go to Mincha, you hear Kriyas HaTorah, Eis Rotzen. So Gvadio, the Baruch Shem is a Gvadio Eis Rotzen, is a time of Rotzen, because the Baruch Shem sees, despite having had a Shabbos Suda, you're prepared to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. That's a Poshla Shabbos Suda. Kal V'chaim Olam Osa, Purim Suda. Purim, a day when mamash, we are told to eat and drink, and indulge in the Olam Hazeh L'Shem Shemayim, all the more so as the Gevaldige Eis Rotzen, if a person is able to do that and retain his kasher to Ruchnius, despite the drink is Megala al Pnimius, despite the eating and drinking, we retain our Avos HaTorah and our Yerushalayim. Yeah? Simple thing is the mitzvah. Someone's asked me, why do you get drunk on Purim? Big mitzvah to get drunk. So I said to that person, no, he just made, no, he missed. I said, no, you just drink more. No, you're looking for a tail, and you keep, why do you get drunk? You ought to get drunk. The person is mamush. It's filled to my radel. Obviously, Chazal don't mean get drunk, we call drunk. Chayiv inish levisume bepuria. Not saying, levisume means to get happy and jolly, and to increase your avodas Hashem. Not, and through the, through the drink of wine, you must shabech libayin shloilem. Mishua says, Adon Yodim and Orohom Lebach Mordechai, which that is, there's two, you learn to have, there's two, Gevadim Ma'at Orohom, Orohom means Homer Adam Apollo, and Baruch Mordechai means Mordechai had a, there was two great nisim happened in Purim, Homer had a Mapollo, Orohom, and Baruch Mordechai, Mordechai rose to great, those are the two Chasolim of Hashem. Says the Mishmura, Avada this yid, while he's getting shikha, Avada thanked the Rebbe Yosef for these two chasadim. He comes to the stage, he doesn't know the difference. They both get the same chesed. Because it has to be the person who says Adla Yoda has to, at some point during his drinking, take a thank the Rebbe Yosef, said thank you Rebbe Yosef for the Gevaldige Mapola of Haman, and thank you Rebbe Yosef for the Gevaldige Gadlus of Mordechai. That's what an Adla Yoda means. He thanks the Rebbe Yosef for these two chasadim. And then he comes to the stage, it's all the same, and he doesn't know the difference between them, yeah? That is the Pshat Meila. If somebody's walking around, back in Meshig on the streets, he's not Mekai, I don't think that person was Meshabech Ribbono Shloilem. Meila, what the Chazal want from us is to be Meshabech Ribbono Shloilem, thank Ribbono Shloilem for the nest of the Mapolos Homer, and thank Ribbono Shloilem for the greatness of Mordechai. And together reach the stage, Adol Yodol, there's no difference, both are the same. We don't know the difference between the two, meaning we thank the Baruch Hashem equally for both. As I stated in Mishnah Berurah, that is the Pshat Adol Yodol. Perhaps slightly different to a common misconception. Adol Yodol means you reach that very high madrega in thanking and praising the Baruch Hashem. That's what the tachlis of the Mishnah V'Simcha is. Meila, if people reach what they call drunk, they haven't done that, they haven't been Mekayim Adla Yoda. They think they have, but they haven't. The Adla Yoda means Meshabech Yibayim Shloilem, and your commitment to Torah mitzvahs is enhanced. Shteit Nalach, if somebody feels by drinking a bit more, he might be Mazalzub until Shidayim, or he might miss a tefillah, or might be not keep any halacha, he's not allowed to drink anymore. May the idea is to drink with a gvul when you realize what your limitations are, and the drinking brings you to a matzav of Meshevach Vodot Ribbono Shel Olam. The one of the Noyim say about Shavuos, you have to have Lachem. So Purim is like Shavuos. We're celebrating the Torah. And why in Shavuos do you have Lachem? One of the Pshatim is because the Torah, with the Torah, we can be Makadish Ligashmis and serve Ribbono Shel Olam even with Achil Ushtia. There's a Chazal which says, when a Goy brings a carbon, a Goy says, I want to bring a carbon. It says in Chazal, a Goy, his carbon is always only a carbon oiler. So only a carbon oiler. It means it gets burned. A Shlomim, a carbon Shlomim, is only for Klal Yisrael. The Pshat is because a carbon oiler is burnt on his Mizbeach. So a goy, the ham goes out, I'll bring a carbon, burn on his bear. Shlomim is eaten. The coin in the bailim, so shlomim is eaten, and that is a madrega, only Klaus on the side can eat a carbon, so the achila can be a dover kodosh. Kedusha does not mean being pirish from the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Kedusha means you're using the Olam Hazeh, the pleasure of that, and using to serve the worship, is that is the mile of a carbon shlom lachem. We can mekadosh our gashmius by appreciating comes to the burnish shlolem, and by making a bracha with kavan, we can mekadosh our gashmius, and we can thank the burnish shlolem, of course, a toy for the burnish shlolem for what we have. Yeah. What someone said about is a mishnichas adar ma'abim b'simcha. You increase simcha, but first you have to be b'simcha, then you increase your simcha. Yeah, ma'ab b'simcha. There are some people who are not besimcha to start with. There are many people who are not besimcha. You've got to be besimcha, and then you can be married in besimcha. Why are people not besimcha? So I don't know, it seems lots of... It's a big industry nowadays, making people happy, yeah? If you open any... Are you overwhelmed, stressed, whatever, can't cope? Maybe we've got problems. But it's stating Svarim, the one of the reason why simcha is, because they're not happy with what they've got, and they're jealous of other people. So stated in the Svarim Chavos Avovos. If a person has bitochem, he's besimcha. I don't mean to be personal now, and I have sympathy if anybody has any emotional problems, but there can be people who are not besimcha, and it is self-inflicted misery. Self-inflicted means there can be as amateurs, I'm not talking about anybody in particular now, there can be a matthias of somebody who's because he's jealous of other people, and he doesn't appreciate what he's got.
What have you got a bad neighbour?
Listen, there can be the male. Purim is a time if people need to be ma'abim, will be ma'abim b'simcha since Chodesh Shosh Adar. Purim is a time to decide, first of all, let's make sure we are b'simcha, meaning we're happy and we're not depressed and we're not walking around jealous of other people. Jealousy, kinna, jealousy, estu for mensch, macht the life of misery. Male, we're meant to be besimcha, meaning we're meant to be thank the bones we've got, yeah? Is the way to start is by thinking every time in the morning, thank the bones what you've got. There's a simon in Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to say it before. When Machabah writes about the Birch Sashach, Machabah says, when you wake up, say the kind of shama. Then when you sit up, you say, matasurim. When you stand up, zirkuvim. Put your hands in your eyes, pekei chivrim. Make all the brachas when they happen, yeah?
The actions.
The ma'isa, it's very difficult. The ma'isa, very most people, that's what I mean. It's difficult. You need to put a kiss your hands up. It's a bit schwer. You're not in a matzah, we're not dressed yet. But the idea being, it's meant to be a spontaneous hodot ribon shlom. According to Shulchan, we don't, I'm not saying we should do it nowadays, because there's many reasons halachically why it's not so appropriate to make a bracha when you just wake up. But according to Gemara, as you wake up, exactly as it happens, you sit up. I can sit up. Matiasu wasn't guaranteed. I went to bed. Then the next stage is Zoykik. I can stand. There's two stages. Matiasu in. I can sit up. But it doesn't mean I can stand up yet. Next stage, Zoykik. I can stand up. Next stage is Mechem Mitzadik. I can walk. I can walk. Reikar, there's ground beneath me. I went to sleep. There was ground. No guarantee. The ground beneath. Reikar, there's ground beneath me.
What does the astronaut say?
Yeah, Pekech Ivrim. Wow, I can see. Yeah. You can see. You can walk.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Big thing you made, the Dwarf Pshutim, if our bodies are in working order, we thank the Bein Shloilem. And made Purim is a time when we're Ma'abim Simcha, and we're meant to indulge in Gashmi Shem Shemayim. It's also a time to thank the Bein Shloilem. Here we're talking about the Nest of Purim was more B'derech HaTeva. And after Purim's gone by, back into the normal weekdays, the way to be mamshich the simcha of Purim is to be mizboinen in the chasodim, the way to keep up the festive spirit of Purim. And to remain b'simcha after Purim is to think about the daily chasodim that Hashem forms with us, the fact that everything's in working order. Yeah, we take it for granted, yeah? The human body, mizmein the floor, the human body, yeah? Your lungs and your heart and your esophagus and your stomach and your kidney and your colon and your liver and your bowels and your bladder. That's a small selection. And a fraction of all the organs in the body need to be working in order. A Rahman, one of them is not working in order. Rahman al-Islam. Any of those environments not in working order. The brain. Sends messages to the body, know what to do, yeah? If you touch something, how do you know? If I touch hard, this is hot, how do I take my finger away? Because it's hot. You touch a burning hot iron. Why take your finger away? You touch the iron, it feels hot. You get a message to it, it's hot. And your brain sends a message to take it away. A whole system through your spinal cord. You're getting messages from your brain what to do. The brain's not working. Finish Kimensh. The mailer. As you wake every day, as you go to the formal wake up in the morning, we thank the advice for what we have and not work on the middle of kinder. And obviously, it must be said, of course, and this goes together with very much with one of the themes of Purim. Rama Chaveri Haman said, Yesh Emach and Mefuzo or Mefoirad. Doesn't just mean physically separated, it means they were separated. There was a lack of achdus in Klal Yisrael. Yeshnoi amechad mefuzo mefoirad, scattered and separated. So the tikkun to counteract Haman is create achdus in Klal Yisrael, and these are the mitzvahs of matan tevyonim and mishloach manos to create achdus to be concerned for the people, and that is be'emes a condition for kabbalas Torah. Vayichen sham Yisrael neged ahar ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. Kabbalas HaTorah can only take place when there's achdus. If there's strife and machloikos and quarrelling and bickering and jealousy, all that's an absolute contradiction to Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas HaTorah cannot take place unless there's achdus in Klal Yisrael. But Yichin Sham Yisrael, Kishim Yisrael, is Purim, is a Kabbalas HaTorah. It's a repeat of the Kabbalas HaTorah of Shavuos. The difference being that Shavuos was an element of under duress, under coercion. And Purim is 100% free will, voluntary, enthusiastic, fully willing, fully besimcha, a happy Kabbalas HaTorah. Shavuos was a slightly forced Kabbalas HaTorah. So now on Purim, we're reliving the Kabbalas HaTorah of Shavuos, mitoch simcha. So the Kabbalas HaTorah has to be with achdus, with unity in Klal Yisrael, and all types of strife, yeah? That's right, Yom Kippurim, maybe that's Mechilia, Yom Purim, or even Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. Sounds like Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. Why is Purim higher than Yom Kippur? Because on Yom Kippur, no eating, no drinking, no, you abstain from all bodily pleasures, you're davening all day, so it's very easy to think about tshuva and think about your connection with the Baruch Shem. On Purim, we permit ourselves to indulge in gashmius, eating, and despite, notwithstanding, nevertheless, despite being involved in eating and drinking, we retain our kashya to the Baruch Shem. And despite all that, we retain our Ramach HaVeiloi, and we like on Yom Kippur, you ask Mechila before Yom Kippur, to make sure that, similarly, Purim is a time of Mechila, a time of friendship. Anybody's got any hakpodas, somebody says shlachmonas, definitely not to your best friend. Isn't a shit, you send shlachmonas to your best friend. Find somebody who's not so friendly, shlachmonas, to build up friends, renew our friendship, so we renew our commitment to Rama Chaveiroi, Rama Mokim, Umakabal the Torah Basimcha. That is the tachas of Purim, and from now on, Umakabal do all our mitzvahs with enthusiasm, the opposite of korcha. And Molly wanted to cool us down, and we're going to Mekayim mitzvahs b'hislavos. Tlam means the flame. Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs b'hislavos. Is Purim is the time to renew our commitment, and we should all be zoicha not to get shikah chas v'sholem, just to be mevusim. Mevusim is different to shikah, yeah?
Happy.
Mevusim, mevusim l'shem shemayim, and we should be zoicha that we should use the day properly, mezoicha to gevaldige chizuk.
Amen. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.